Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, I have said before that if there is any infidelity that goes on in the relationship, it is very difficult to get back to 100% trust. But just how close can you get? In Lorelai's case here, it's pretty far still. Hey, Lorelai.
Hello.
Good morning. Okay, so give us the history of the dating, the infidelity, and the frustration you're feeling right now.
So partner and I have been together for almost 13 years. In a couple months, it'll be 13 years. We're in our 50s, so we got together when we both had kids. I was divorced. He was separated. My daughter was 3. His son was 10. And, you know, we built our families together. We built a blended family together. I became a mother to his son. He became a father to my daughter, all of that. I supported him through a very contentious divorce and custody battle, so much to the point where I actually co-signed on a mortgage so he could save his house to buy her out, and that's where we live today. And, you know, ultimately, he's from Europe originally, and he at one point decided he needed to move back home because his parents were not doing well. They were quite elderly. So I supported that. We did a long distance thing for 2 years, and his son didn't want to move. So his son stayed with me, and I became a guardian for his son. So when I say I've supported this man, I've supported this man through it all. You know, we went through COVID together. I joked that we spent 2 years 6,000 miles apart and then 2 years 6 feet apart, and we survived, so we were good, I thought. 6 months ago, he came to me and told me that he had been having really strong feelings about wanting to cheat, like he wanted to explore dating other women, and he didn't want to actually cheat on me, and so he was telling me, and he thought the best thing was to move out so he could be free to explore that, so I was shocked. I was devastated. Convinced him that we should do therapy first because, again, this is more than a decade. Let's try to save this. And he agreed, and we went through therapy. And in the meantime, he was looking at apartments, but never pulled the trigger on anything, never actually signed a lease. Got to the point where his mom was not doing very well, and she ended up passing, and he had to go back home in October. He bought a ticket to be there for 4 months, so he's still there now. And before he left, I asked him, like, what's your intention while you're there? Are you going to date? What's going on? Because if you're going to date, then I'm going to consider this relationship over, and I won't be here when you get back. And he told me, no, I'm not going to date. I don't want that. You know, since then, we've talked to the therapist some more. He's come back around and said, like, he doesn't want to end this. He wants to be in this relationship. And so that's kind of where we are, but he's there, I'm here. We use Find My Friends on our phone so I can see where he is. And on a few occasions, I saw he was in, you know, random places around his home city that I didn't know of. And it looked to be a very residential location. There were no businesses around, and he was there till midnight sometimes. And so, I was distressed and concerned. But ultimately, next time I talked to him, without me even asking, he would say, oh, you know, yeah, like I went to the movies with Steve last week or whatever, and it explained it. But that didn't stop me from being concerned the next time I saw it. And so finally, I confessed to him, like, I'm having these feelings. This is really hard for me. It's really causing me concern and emotional distress. And his response was, well, just don't look at my location. Well, that's not going to happen. And so I asked him, can you just tell me beforehand. Tell me what you're going to do. Give me your plan. Just send me a text saying, hey, tonight I'm going to go to the movies with John. Just so I'll know. I told him, I'll believe you, what you tell me. It would be nice to know beforehand. And his response was, well, you know, I can turn off the locator, right? So then that caused me to be thinking, am I being unreasonable? Is this something that's reasonable for me to ask in this circumstance? Because I don't want to be unreasonable, but at the same time, I need my feelings to be heard and met and understood.
So what's the question? Are you being unreasonable? Okay, so in the very beginning, he told you that he was having feelings to be with other women. Then he moved out, did the right thing, didn't cheat on you or anything like that. Then you guys get back, and he said he doesn't have those feelings anymore, but you still feel like, man, even though you didn't cheat, you had those feelings back in the day. How do I know you don't have them now? Is that what we're at, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And he didn't move out, by the way. He never actually moved out. And okay. He never cheated, as far as I can tell. He hasn't cheated.
And so while he's overseas, you want him to hit you up every single time he goes out and basically give you a play-by-play of what his evening's going to look like?
At least if he's going to be out for an evening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And this,
my thought is, if he were home, if he didn't come home until midnight, he would tell me where he is.
May I just really quickly, just for one thing?
Sure.
Just for a second. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what I'm really starting to realize is that relationships just shouldn't be this difficult. If you're in one that's this difficult, you shouldn't be in it. It really just shouldn't be this hard. I think healthy relationships are super easy. I mean, you're always going to have some things you got to talk about and conflict. But this right here is... like at the core of your relationship, it's too hard.
Relationships are work. Everybody needs to put work into a relationship, but a relationship shouldn't feel like a job.
Right.
And I feel like right now this feels like a job trying to track him and keep tabs on him. If I'm being honest, the fact that he was so forthcoming with you and how he was feeling and contemplating, you know, other feelings for other women, but had no intention of cheating on you, but wanted you to know, and then, you know, came back around and it's like, no, this is where... I know we planted that seed, and it's hard to look past it, but he was honest with you, and he was truthful with you, and you're going to have to lean into that. You're acting like his mother right now, wanting to know like his every location. And you have him on your app. Like, you can track him. The fact that he hasn't even turned that off, like, he knows you can see his every move. So he shouldn't have to check in with you.
To me, the battle isn't really between her and her partner. To me, the battle is between her and herself. Like, she's really struggling with these insecurities. And I don't blame you, because even though he was honest with you, he gave you reasons not to trust him. And it sounds like now he's surprised that you don't trust him. Because even though he didn't step out on the relationship, he still planted the seed that there's a possibility that it could happen. So I think you have to really sit with this yourself and realize you have to choose to trust him again. Because I think, yes, he has given you some reasons to doubt the relationship, but at the end of the day, like, this is your partner of you said, I think 13 years. And you, if you're going to be in this relationship, you have to make the active choice to trust him. And I think you should probably take a step back from tracking his location. I think that would be a healthy thing for you.
I can't disagree with anything that has been said. This comes down to you having a conversation with yourself and figuring out what it's going to take for you to be able to trust him. It's that simple. Because even if you are checking his location, constantly wanting to know where he is, where he's going, where he's been, that's not healthy for you or him. It's not going to create a healthier environment. So at some point, you just have to ask yourself, can you truly get to a place of where you can trust him and allow him to be in his own space when he needs to be? And if you cannot, then you have to determine if this relationship is something you want to continue to be in.
I don't know how you can turn off this kind of distrust overnight. So you can hear our words, right, and go, okay, you know what? I'm holding on too tight. I'm just not going to do it. I don't think you're capable of it. I think the damage is done already. And if you are sincerely asking him for, you know, to tell you where he is all the time, this relationship is done. It is really, really over at this point. If you don't have that kind of trust, let it go.
Thank you. It makes sense.
Okay.
That's kind of where I was heading, and I didn't want to head there.
But it's one of those things where you don't realize, like, how bad it is until you're out of it. Then you're like, whoa, it's kind of easy over here. So Chew on it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Have a good day. We just told you to break up with your man.
No, you did. Yeah. Don't look at us. Don't put that on us. Tell her to go to therapy.
Yeah, we just try to give us some hope.
Have a great Monday. Plenty of fish in the sea.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, let's get Janet on here because she's getting married to a guy that has a 14-year-old daughter who's not the greatest role model for her own 12-year-old daughter. And she's asking for advice on exactly how to handle that. This is a tough one here. Hey, Janet, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, do tell.
Well, I mean, like you said, I'm getting married, and I'm so madly in love with him. I am so excited. We've been together for 2 years, and we just, it's meant to be. It's who we're supposed to be with, you know? But now, it's just kind of a little rocky because his daughter and my daughter, you know, they get along, but his daughter is just kind of going through a little bit of a rough patch, and I don't really know how to proceed with my daughter. Her attitude is starting to follow.
So the more your 12-year-old hangs out with his 14-year-old, you can feel this shift in attitude?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I really see it when his daughter goes to his ex's house. She's very unsupervised. She's allowed to go on all the apps, TikTok. There's apps that I've never even heard of that she's on, Snapchat, like Be Real, etc. I don't know. I'm sure there are tons that I've never heard of. All I know is that she's in this mindset that she can do whatever she wants, say whatever she wants, watch whatever she wants. And now my daughter is trying to follow suit. And I put a lot more rules on my daughter. And now she sees this and she's fighting back. And every time I try to bring this up to my fiance, he gets very defensive for his own daughter, which I understand. And it's just a very sensitive subject. And now my concern, I don't really know how to bring this up and how to set rules and restrictions that my daughter will even follow.
Man, this is a tricky one.
This is complicated.
Tough.
Let's go to the smart people. Burt Show fam. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Because undoubtedly somebody has been in this exact same situation.
Oh, no.
People are obviously always going to be defensive of their child. And if he is not going to receive any of what you are trying to explain, I really don't know what you do. Because if y'all can't meet in the middle to try to figure out a way that is going to work for both kids, should you even be married at that point?
People aren't defensive of their child. People are defensive of how their child reflects their parenting.
Ah,
that's good.
It can very much, because it's like, I think they can kind of, certain instances, yes, for sure. But in an instance like this, if you start pointing things out, it's not about what the kid is doing wrong. It's what I'm doing wrong as a parent.
Got it.
To
makes sense.
To enable this behavior. Mm-hmm. And that's when they get real personal and defensive and, you know, become difficult.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I've never really had to deal with like that pre-teen or teen girl thing, which I understand is very different than boys.
It is, so and the hormones. And especially because you're saying like your daughter's very impressionable and she worries about what other people thinks, at least per the, you know, the email that you had sent us. I would just, if I was in your shoes, I would have constant conversations with my daughter And this is not to call out your stepdaughter's behavior, but just to reiterate the behavior you want to see in your daughter. And I do think it's a conversation you have to have with your soon-to-be husband. And that's where I worry, where, like, you know, you putting him, you calling him out for his daughter's behavior, I don't want him to get defensive, but I do feel like parameters and house rules need to be established that are going to benefit the entire family.
Right. And I wouldn't say it's calling him out, because he's a great father.
Yeah.
It really is when she's not in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And how can he have any sort of say when it's her rules, the mother, the ex-wife?
And as somebody who, I have a friend who's got a daughter this, like, 14, and she and her ex-husband are not co-parenting well. Mm. And she has no control over what she does in her ex's house. And I don't know what you do in that situation.
Let's try to get you some quick.
And that's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You were on the Burt Show. You have some advice here for Janet?
Well, I don't even know if I have advice, but I went through that. I did not have a child. My ex-husband had a child, and he was 12, 13, and we divorced because of the child. Oof. Because the child was very disrespectful, unruly, got in trouble at school. I'm a school teacher, so I was trying to give him advice on what to do with the child and help him at school with discipline and so forth. But the father, did not, in his own words, did not want to be seen as the bad guy, because he was trying to co-parent with the child's mother.
Yeah.
So it was like good cop, bad cop, and he wanted to be the good cop. So his child was actually coming into our bedroom. We moved into my house when we got married. So it felt like my house, even though it is our house, I had been there 20 years. And when we were not at home, his son would come in the bedroom and go through the drawers and steal money, take things. And my ex-husband would never hold his son responsible. And that made me feel bad, because I'm an adult in my own home.
Sure.
And there's a child who had free reign. There were actually no boundaries whatsoever. So it was the child. And not even the child, it wasn't about the child. It was about my ex-husband not being able to parent, because he was so concerned about being the good parent and wanted to be liked, because he wanted the son to come and live with us.
Sure.
Okay. And I told him we were not ready for that at all, because I was not able to provide any discipline. I was not able to say, no, you can't do this. Yes, you can do that. And his father was always, yes, 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 which is not a good thing. But ultimately, that is exactly what led to our divorce.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, so you got that going for you, Janet. most of the calls coming in, unfortunately, don't have a lot of advice, but it's kind of saying the same thing. Like, your marriage is kind of in the balance right now. Like, this is a really, really big issue. Unfortunately, I don't have anything here with direct, like, advice for you, except when we get stuff like this, it's normally like, I say, you need to see a therapist about that, man, a professional.
And Janet, I hate to 100%. Tell you, majority of the people on the line are like, this is not going
to
end well.
Yeah, you need to nip this in the bud now, and you need to do it with a professional, Janet, before you lose your marriage.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. I mean, she's in an age where this could change her life, the course of her life, and my daughter's. So it is a very serious situation.
For sure. All right. Good luck, Janet. Let us know how it goes. All right.
Thank you so much.
I wish we had better advice for you, but
I know. I feel
based
so
on
bad.
These calls, this man, like,
one.
Yeah, this thing is teetering right now. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
He asked a very basic question to a woman, and most women did not like her answer at all. So, dude named George Janko, I guess he's got a podcast, asks a couple of women that are in the studio.
They're like, from at Girls Gone Bible.
Asks a woman, what does a man need to do for women to notice him? It's a basic question all guys want to know. This was her answer.
What does a man need to do to get you guys to notice him? Well, you see videos of men, oh, they need to grind. You got to be the leader of the house. You need to kill an alligator with your hands. I want to hear what women want from men.
This is all we want. We want a man who acts like a man, who's manly, who takes care of things. I don't need you to kill an alligator with your hands, but I need to feel so feminine around you, because you are so masculine that I can turn my brain off because I know you've got it. I trust your intellect. I trust your character. I trust that I can close my eyes and follow you blindly and I'm going to be happy about where I end up. You tell me where we're going and we're all set. And we live in a time of new age feminism and this whole idea that women and men need to be the same and they need to compete, and it's all from the enemy. It's all lies.
Women were upset, like Cassie is right now.
I'm not upset. That's what she is looking for in a man, if I was to be asked that question. Yes, I do want to feel safe with a man, but not in a physical sense. I want to feel safe emotionally. I want to feel safe spiritually. I want to feel safe mentally. I want there to be trust. I want there to be unconditional love and understanding. I am in charge of my own femininity. I don't need a man to make that happen for me. And I just, for myself, what I am needing from a man, I get from my husband every single day. And it has nothing to do with masculinity.
The problem with takes like this is there's always like a nugget of truth. And so it's very hard to dismantle, because like Kristen said, yes, I'd like to feel safe. I'd like to be able to close my eyes and blindly trust my husband. And I do. But I don't want that for the whole relationship. Like, I would like to be my independent self.
Mm-hmm.
There's no competition between men and women. It's just equality. Mm-hmm. I want an equal partner. And I would also like for my husband to feel safe blindly trusting me, mm-hmm. if he wanted to. And that's where it kind of sucks, because there are great nuggets of truth in that conversation about what you should have in a loving, secure, healthy relationship. But it's just not quite that extreme.
I was once in a relationship where this came up, and I wasn't down with this theory at all. Although I will say this too, that interestingly enough, when I was on safari a couple of months ago, right? And I'm in South Africa, that my guide, I don't know how we got into it, because you're not constantly seeing animals. So there's a lot of downtime where you're hanging out and talking about different things. And this dude was like one of the smartest guys I've ever hung out with in my life. But we got on to relationships and males and females. And he was talking about how, and I am really paraphrasing, so I'm not doing his intelligence justice at all, but it was something like this. Is that out here in the wild, the males pretty much have the responsibility of making sure that the females are secure, so the females can take care of basically what's going on with the kids and what's going on with the home. So the males go out, they hunt, they gather, they bring back for the women to be the best females that they can be, right? And there's never an argument between the woman, or the female, I should say, and the male. She never goes, you know what? I think I'd like to hunt half the amount of time. That's just not how it's done with mammals and animals in the real world. And his take was, if we could bring that into our world, the human world, that things would run a lot smoother. Not my words. Don't come down on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's talking about typical, stereotypical gender roles, and that just doesn't work, because one, like, it's so torn. There are bears who have to protect their cubs from other male bears who want to kill the cubs so that they can have their cubs. It's not that simple. And then I'll also argue humans have a way higher intelligence and social constructs.
I don't know about that.
Yep.
When's the last time you were online?
I watch a lot of Blue Planet and Planet Earth, thanks to like having a toddler now. There's a lot of absentee fathers in the animal world. Most females are responsible for raising the young on their own. There are few animals.
But that's what he was saying, is that the raising of the cubs or whatever is responsibility of the female who feels safe, because the male
goes
male.
Out. No, I'm talking.
Oh,
there's
he's
a
just
lot.
Males.
Yes, there's a lot of animals that once they have, like, you will watch and be like, yes, she gave birth, blah, blah. Now the father goes away forever to find another mate and have another mm-hmm. child. There's a lot of absentee fathers in the animal world. That's where I think, like, this doesn't hold any weight, because it doesn't pertain to the human race.
You've got lions where the lionesses are the ones hunting. You have black widows who kill their partner afterwards and eat them. I mean, with that, you can't just boil it down, mm-hmm. because
that's the problem.
What works for one species, like a big cat, doesn't work for humans, who are very, very different. And I, you know, if you want to live in the traditional gender roles and be super feminine, stay at home, mom, cook, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But to expect that for all women, and then to expect your partner in the relationship, it's their responsibility to make you feel that, I think is unequal and unfair.
So I think it sounds archaic because it is. I think the opinion they're giving is talking about the most primal part about humans, because I do think there's truth to what they're saying. Like, I do think when women instinctually like to talk about like big, strong or tall men, it's like the primal part of you thinking back to like, you know, 2000 BC to when you would need somebody to protect you in that kind of context. But humans have evolved past it, so it doesn't really work for us in 2024. But I'm with you in the sense that I get what they were trying to say. Like, there's nuggets of truth in wanting to feel feminine and protected because there's probably a primal part of you that feels that way. But we're living in 2024, and that's not necessarily a need that we have.
What do you think there, Alpha Dog?
Cash said a lot of what I was going to say, especially like with the safari thing and the lions. I think that's hilarious because, yeah, the male lions be chilling.
They don't do anything.
But I think, yeah, it's nuggets of truth. That's all it is. Times change. People evolve. And it might just be me, but I am very tired of these one take fits all videos and these generic, like, general men and all women. And I think people should just start speaking for themselves, because everybody is different and everybody has different expectations and different things that they're looking for.
By the way, yes, there's a lot of absentee fathers in the animal kingdom, but shout out to the emperor penguins. Those are some real dads right there.
They hold it down.
They hold it down. They're the ones that spend 2 months holding on to that egg. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give them their proper kudos.
Go off, king or emperor.
All right, so the email here is that after she turned down the boyfriend's proposal, he just went on and proposed to her best friend. I don't think she's overreacting, but let's hear the email.
Dear Burt Show, you may call me Karis. I live in Africa, and I watch your show on Facebook.
That's so cool.
You guys are awesome, and I appreciate your work. I would like to know if I'm the a-hole in this story. Last year, I rekindled a friendship with my first boyfriend. Let's call him Martin, who at the time was living in another country, 17 hours by air from where I stay. My best friend, let's call her Judy, had gone also to the same country, so I linked them up asking him to help her in March of 2022. Initially, she calls and tells me how and what they did. All of a sudden, the calls and the messages stopped. One day, she updated her WhatsApp status, and I saw that they went on a vision expo and took some very beautiful pictures together. That piqued my curiosity. Of course she didn't tell me, but later in the evening, he did. There was something very peculiar about these pictures. They looked like a happy couple. That night, Martin called to tell me how Judy looks and acts just like me. Truth is, we can easily be mistaken for twins, although she is older than me and we do not share the same parents. The next 2 days after the picture incident, Martin called me to say that Judy visited him at his home and was in the kitchen cooking food for him and his friends. I was quite taken aback, but I said nothing. After 2 days, Judy called to explain what happened, and I asked her if she would be happy if I did the same to her. She went on to say that she wasn't the only one cooking for Martin, that ladies from his church also cook for him. I accused both of them of dating behind my back, but they denied it. Fast forward to 3 months after this incident, Martin came to my base to visit and proposed. I told him that I needed time to get to know him better. Well, he argued that I had known him for 16 years and there was nothing more to know. Needless to say, I didn't accept the offer. 2 months later, Judy called me to tell me that Martin proposed to her and she asked him to first get consent from me before she could accept.
My boy gonna marry somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody. He's pick determined.
Yep.
I told her that they are both adults and they can do whatever works for them. Apparently, Martin married someone else this year. However, since then, I no longer see her as a friend. She has made efforts to reconnect, but I either ignore her calls or make excuses like I'm busy. Truth is that she was a really good friend, but I feel like she is likely to do the same. This assumption is based on the fact that when I met her back in 2013, it was apparent that she was dating a married man whose wife was pregnant. To be honest, I sometimes feel like maybe I overreacted given that the man in question is already married. I would really love to hear from you on your thoughts, on your opinions and thoughts. Thank you.
I wouldn't be able to trust her ever again. You don't need this kind of trauma, man.
No,
I wouldn't be able to trust her either. I don't think it's fair to base that on what you knew when you were already friends with her after that and got past that. But if you don't trust her based off of the fact that she she kind of lied to you or at least withheld information in dating the guy you used to date, I can completely understand that.
And I'm a firm believer that I don't think you should punish a woman for something a man does or for a man's behavior. Like, it's obviously he was in the wrong for proposing to her and then turning around and then, you know, immediately proposing to her friend. But the fact that you just didn't immediately say, hail to the gnaw.
Right.
You called her up and said, hey, your boyfriend just proposed to me. But before I accept, I wanted your blessing. That right there was the end of the friendship. And it is never to be remedied or rectified or whatever word you want to replace there.
There are some things, while sad enough, there are some things that you just can't get around as friends. That kind of distrust, it's over.
Yeah.
And there's no bouncing back. That goes on your permanent record.
For sure. I'll never be able to trust you again. And there's no point in having a friend that you can't trust. Right?
I don't think we're giving Judy enough credit.
Okay.
She didn't get engaged to the guy. She said no at some point. Do I think she's a little stupid? Yes, but but at the very least, she didn't marry him. In this letter, it says that he married somebody else. So, I don't know.
So you're saying, go ahead. It's not that big a deal.
It's a little bit of a big deal, but it's not a big, big deal.
Not a deal-breaking big deal.
Not a deal-breaker.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Abby, the things you love or things you hate about dating?
No, single. The things I love about being single.
Love.
So I've been called out on the show many a time about how I'm in a little bit of a desperate phase, or at least I'm sounding desperate. So when it comes to dating, I feel like it's a little bit of a roller coaster. There are moments where I'm like, screw dating. I don't really care. I'm going to be boy sober for the next year.
Sober. I think I like this.
And then I go into a valley of like, ooh, these nights is cold. Cold,
lonely nights.
And Bumble starts to look like a nice space heater in the frozen tundra. And I'm like, maybe my soulmate's out there.
I just had the suggestion to do it for 1 week and you couldn't do it.
You said 30 days.
Was it during
the most wonderful time of the year where there's Hallmark movies and people are falling in love? I mean, geez.
How long did you last even on the suggestion of 30 days? It was like 3 hours.
I didn't try.
Zero. I didn't leave the studio.
That'd be 0 hours.
I gotta go back to boy AA and be like, hi, I've been boy sober for 2 seconds. So because I was like, you know what? Maybe I am starting to sound a little bit desperate. And I realized as I was back on the dating apps and, you know, swiping and looking for my soulmate, I'm like, maybe I need to take a step back and realize that I'm actually very grateful for being single, because I've been single pretty much my whole life. I mean, I've gone through phases where I've dated people for a period of time, but like I've never really been in a committed relationship. And I'm like, I'm not really that bothered by it. I actually really enjoy being single. So I decided to list them all out. And we're going to do this in two parts, which honestly, I could have done it in 10 parts because I was going to make a list of 10 things I don't hate about being single, kind of like that rom-com, 10 things I hate about you. And I'm like, I could have literally done like a top 50 of all the things I enjoy about being alone. But we'll just narrow it down to 10. And these are my first five. So my first one, and this was something I was really grateful for this weekend, because I just went on a random trip with a new group of friends.
Bragger.
And, you know, it's great. And so I was just really grateful the entire time I was there. I was like, man, if I had a boyfriend, I don't think I could do a trip like this. There were some single guys on that trip. This was a new group of friends that I just got to hop on board with and hang out with. And I'm like, it wouldn't make sense to bring, again, like another rando on this trip. And also, like, I couldn't go alone because there were single dudes that I was like sharing a room with. I'm like, my boyfriend wouldn't be okay with that. But I got to go on this adventure that I never would would have gone on otherwise. I didn't have to get in a fight about whether or not, like, you know, I didn't have to entertain somebody over text being like, I swear I'm not cheating on you, babe. I can make travel plans wherever I want to go. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier today, might be planning a trip next year. Do I need to ask anybody if they want to come with me? No, because I'm single.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Freedom. Okay, my next one is probably my favorite. I always get to eat what I want for dinner. Girl dinner is so real. And sometimes you just want some chicken sausage and popcorn for dinner. And you know what? I get to do that because I don't have to share a meal space with anybody. I don't have to cook dinner for another person and ask, what do you want? Oh, I don't want that. I get to just snack throughout the day if I want. If I want that to be my dinner, I can do that as long as it's somewhat nutritionally beneficial.
I am finding now that I'm single again, Mo, tell me if you do this, Abby, if you do this also. Do you guys ever eat over the sink?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No?
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
It's messy.
Yeah, it's messy. You don't have to use a dish or anything, so you just eat right over the sink.
I've never done that in my life.
I didn't do that when I was with somebody.
My husband and I have been together 17 years. He does that. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, it's my next one.
Crazy.
My next one is I have total control over my money, something that gets me a little bit nervous about potentially getting in like a serious relationship like a marriage is what happens when, you know, you think about combining finances because I work. To me, the thought of like using his money also to like buy something freaks me out. And the thought of him using my money to buy something also kind of freaks me out. So I'm like, there's so much to figure out there, but I'm like, you know what? My disposable income is my disposable income and I don't have to think about anybody else. Mm-hmm. It just gets to sit in my savings account. My next one is I have the space to be a hot mess. Right now, my apartment looks like a squatter lives there. I have an unpacked suitcase just chilling in the middle that my cat sometimes sits on. And you know what? I'm not going to move it because she likes being perched up there. And every time I walk in the door, that's where she sits. And I feel bad moving it because I feel like I'm moving around her furniture. I also get to work on myself on the inside so I don't have to hurt anybody else emotionally. Mm. So when I'm going through a hard time, I'm also not affecting anybody else.
Yep. That's deep.
I get to go to therapy and not hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. And my last one for this section is the future is a completely blank canvas. I could meet the love of my life today, which is so, I'm not going to, but the thought is exciting.
You gotta have some faith in yourself.
I could go to Publix and see a guy in the produce aisle and we could have a moment and that could be the start of our life together.
You both reach for the Brussels sprouts at the exact same time.
Girl, I ain't reaching for vegetables. we're gonna be in the frozen food aisle looking for Ben and Jerry's.
Reach for the nuggies at the exact same time.
And we fall in love, so.
All right, now that's just part one.
Part two. I think the first one of part two is going to be a little bit of a sore spot for people in relationships.
Okay. All right. Shady or not, is her nanny misrepresenting herself as the mother of her own child? Ooh. Yes, this sounds shady. Hey, Janet.
Hey, guys.
I don't even know that there's a question here, and I haven't read anything about it. What's going on?
So I have an 18-month-old named Jason. And our nanny, Amy, started working for us over the summer. And, you know, she's amazing. She's great. She loves him, takes really good care of him. And I completely trust him with her. But something over the weekend happened. And I just can't shake it. So I just wanted to get, you know, an opinion about what happened.
Okay. What you got?
So I was at the park on Saturday with Jason and, you know, another mom came over and she recognized Jason, has clearly seen him before at the park, but very friendly. And then she asked me something that I thought was weird. She asked, you know, if I was his aunt or if I was the babysitter. And I was like, no, he's my son. I'm his mom. And then she asked, Are you the stepmom or is Amy the stepmom? And I was like, what? No, Amy is a nanny. And then she just seemed, you know, kind of baffled that Amy's the nanny. It just seemed strange. And so she also, she thought, oh, this is what she mentioned. I guess one day they were leaving the park and Amy was like, okay, Jason, we have to go. Daddy's going to be home soon. Which technically, you know, is true, but also, you know, mom was going to be home soon too. So, you know, she could have said like, daddy and mommy are going to be home soon.
Yeah.
So it just seemed a little weird. So I don't know if I'm, you know, reading too much into this. If, you know, it just seems like she's not representing herself as our nanny, and, you know, people at the park, other moms are thinking that she's his mom. So I didn't, you know, I don't know. Is this shady or not?
I'd fire her tomorrow. Just based on your instinct of it feeling shady. I'd fire her tomorrow and try. I mean, that's easy to say. It's really, really hard to find like good nannies and good babysitters.
It's so hard. Yes. Oh my God.
It really is. So I don't want to dismiss that. But if your gut is saying there's something wrong, there is nothing more important and precious in your life than your kids. So if something like this in your gut is saying something ain't right, I'd leave the situation as soon as you can.
The first thing I would do is have a conversation with her. And one of those deals where it's all about the delivery. So I wouldn't be accusatory, but I would be like, hey, I went to the park the other day with Jason, and this mom was under the impression that you're Jason's mom and not me. And I'm just trying to understand, like, you know, why she would come to that conclusion. And I think gauging by her body language and the conversation, I think in that moment, Janet, you will know whether or not this person needs to stay on or if you need to let her go.
I would certainly have a conversation with her before I made a decision, but I've always been a fan of the universe looks out for you at times when you don't even realize it. And this just, for me, would feel like this wouldn't just happen coincidentally. Like, there was a reason that this encounter with you and this lady happened and that you took from it what you did. So for me, I would probably be leaning towards firing her and protecting my child as well.
What does your husband say?
I mean, he's very nonchalant about it. Like, he's like, oh, it's no big deal. And the thing is, it is so hard to find a good nanny.
Oh,
and
I know.
She's been with us since the summer. And in my head, you know, the reason I called is because she didn't do anything wrong. Like, I've heard of other nannies, like, being on their phone, or a child crossed the street under a nanny's care. Like, nothing like that happened. It's just, you know, it seems so innocent, but it also is bothering me. So it's so hard to figure out what to do.
Aren't there movies made of this kind of thing? Like, when the nanny, like,
that was the hand that rocks a cradle back in the day.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, she's, like, in her heart already adopted the kid and assumes it's hers when she's just the nanny. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Maybe she doesn't want to come off as a nanny to the other moms, like, you know, less than them. Like, maybe she wants to pretend to be a stay-at-home mom so that they don't treat her any different and think that she has less money or any less opinion than them.
Okay, so it could be innocent enough is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and Maddie. Hey, Maddie, good morning. What do you have?
Good morning. I would definitely have a conversation with her, because when I was in college, I used to be a nanny, and I would always tell the boy, like, let's go get Sissy from school. We got to leave the park. And so other moms would just overhear that and assume that I'm his mom because I'm calling his sister Sissy to him. And I would just clarify to them, oh, no, I'm the nanny, you know, whenever it would get brought up on the next occasion. But it could have just been something that was misheard, you know, from the other mom. So I would definitely have a conversation with her about it before.
Yeah, I think that she deserves that. Have
for
a conversation.
Sure.
And if you don't like that answer, there's something in your gut, not your head, because it is tough to get a nanny. So you can make some excuses as to why this might be okay. If your gut is saying it ain't right, I would get out fast. Way too precious. Way too precious.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let us know.
All right, thank you, guys.
Let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, bye.
The Burt Show.